Shalom, hello everybody. Just if you can let me know that you can hear me, I think we have proper reception today. I think the problem's been solved. Please keep me posted. Sorry about yesterday. Yesterday was a real mess. So again, we're talking about the Akedah, but specifically about these two aspects of the Akedah, which we've put into these two categories, the level of the Jew who lives as Kiddush Hashem. That's the Akedah itself. There's Mesiras Nefesh. He's prepared to do the Rotzon Hashem, even though it goes against everything he's standing for. But at the same time, he sticks to doing the Rotzon Hashem. And that's Mekayem Shem Shemayim that way. That's Yitzhak. That's the Akedah. Okay, well. Okay. Let's just wait for the song to finish.
What's the simcha?
Somebody wrote a kuntros or something. They just no, we're enjoying it. Wow, we're all singing. I take no responsibility for the, okay, fine. And then we saw the other Yidden who are not Meisa Nefesh and are not doing the Rotzen Hashem. They're more following their own Rotzen and doing what they want. So those people we saw were assembled by the aisle, and that was, they were caught up in their horns, in their gaiva, in all their averas. That's the bush that they were tangled up in. And so they die as Kiddush Hashem. Those are the ones that got shechted. That's the aisle that got shechted. Yitzhak didn't get shechted. Okay, so there at the top of Reish Lamed Hay, says like this: Hakadosh Baruch Hu manam me'Avram Avinu la'sois li'Yitzchak Avinu mu'uma. Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Hashem, told Avram not to do anything to Yitzchak. Yeah, that's what he said. Al tishlach et yadcha. The question is, Madua be'emes mano Avram Avinu la'sois kein? Why did he stop Avram from doing anything to Yitzchak? Umar be'dover kol ha'chnoisov. All the hachonas that he did. We hear Lord Shov, it was all a waste of time. The whole thing was a chizas enayim. The whole thing was some kind of a hatzaga. He was never meant to shecht him. He went through the whole thing, the preparation, the work, the everything, and for nothing. Nira levayezo is a pimash amru chazal machshavet toiva hakadosh baruch hu mitztarefe lemaisa. In chazal, that hakadosh baruch hu takes a machshava, a good machshava that a person has, and he mitztarefs it to a maisa. Let's see what that means. V'lim doini rabbeinu ki be'inyan mitztaref la'maisa. In this aspect, Hashem joins the machshava to the maisa. Nichlal inyan she'akadosh baruch hu lokech machshava shel Yehudi she'hishtoykech b'kol libo la'asos mitzvah. Hashem takes the machshava of a certain Jew who mamash he's platzing. He really wants to do this mitzvah. Ach mitzvayse lo yotze el apoyel. For whatever reason, the mitzvah doesn't get actualized. He doesn't get to do the mitzvah that he's yearning to do. Well, the moment says, "Yes, you did acher." Asher kaimes a mitzvah im kol ha'hidurim, ach lelo hishtoike kuz velo kisufin. There's another Jew who does the mitzvah with all the hidurim, whatever, but without any feeling, without any real connection. He's doing it because you have to do it, and he does it very nicely and everything. Well, inside there's nothing. There's no pnim. V'nim says, "Sheshneim lo osu dover sholem," and you see none of them did something sholem here. The one who's yearning to do it didn't do it, and the one who did it didn't have any yearnings, any desires for it. What does Hashem do? He brings these two yidden together. He takes the machshava of this yid and he joins it together with the mice of the other yid. Well, that's a moidika thing. that's what Chazal say. Klal Yisrael kulu koyma shleimahem, because Klal Yisrael is one entity. Klal Yisrael chadu, we're all one entity. So you take the machshava of this yid and you take the mice of this yid and you join it together. You have a beautiful mice. They both did the mice in shleimus. That's a klal in Chazal. That's not our subject here. I'm sure it has very deep ramifications and deep concepts. Aval with that principle, we can understand something here. Kach ben yonenu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu lakach es ha'chonos, ha'kisufin v'shtokakos, v'gaguim, she'shtoyke Avraham Avinu l'kayem, behem, es ma'is ha'kedah. Kosh Baruch Hu takes all Avraham Avinu's preparations and yearnings and desires and turmoil and nisoyin that he had to makayim the Maisa Akeda. V'tziras oisem l'maisa ha'akeda shel ha'yudim shenishchutu v'nivdochu k'ayeles ha'sode. L'lo rotzen v'lo machshove. And Hashem joins that together with the Maisa Shchit of all the Yidden through the Doireis who died because they were Jewish, but without any rotzen, without any machshove. Machshavoisa shel Avraham Avinu shelo yegi l'lo maisa. The machshovas of Avraham Avinu who never God expressed, they never came into fruition. It's starful a maiseim shel oisim yundim bala maise shenok du venishchuto kirish Hashem. That gets joined together. This is unbelievable what he's saying. I mean, this is, if it wasn't here, I wouldn't say such a thing. But that the maise, the murder, the martyring of those Jews as kirish Hashem, gets mitzarefes to the maisa, the machshavas at the akeid of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu v'kol oisam doyre shel shmad, tzeitzov shel Avraham Avinu, mitzarefin yachad re'e nichoich l'korben nishel Hashem. Why is it that somebody who knows nothing about Yiddishkeit, doesn't even know, then maybe that he's even Jewish, but some Arab comes along and shoots him because he's a Jew. Yeah, or some Nazi machshmoy comes along and kills him because he worked out that this guy's a Jew. Yeah, this guy didn't even know he was Jewish, really. But now he's a Kaddosh. He's a Kaddosh. How did he become a Kaddosh? How does that work? But it's a nice idea and it's a nice thought, and we've been saying it all along, Yabel. Lama zekacha. Why should it be such a thing? Well, what's Kaddosh about him? Kaddosh comes from your efforts, from your avodah, from something. Kavana, machshava, something. We don't have that. How does it work? Was this Chazal telling us that it works? He's mitzdarif with Avraham Avinu's machshavas there by the Akedah. That's what's going on here. That's some chiddush, no? The Moedika chiddush. He doesn't quote these sources yet, so it's a bit difficult to know where he's coming from. Well, that's what he says. The shchit of the aisle is tachas Yitzchok. That's what it says in the Pasuk. Yishech Hedal Tachas, in place of, instead of. That means with all the swana there, with all the machshavas and the retzonis and the yearning and the hachonas, the preparations for that maisa, that's a Yishech Hedal. But the aisle's not just that sheep. The big deal, Yishech Hedal sheep. No, no, the aisle is, the shchitz aisle is all the doyrus of Shmad through all the generations, the descendants of Avraham Avinu. That's unbelievable.
Apply in a different time,
it's
the same time. Yes, but
that's a Kiddush, nachon? Yeah. It means we're still carrying around in our genes, in our somewhere in our system, a chelik of Avraham Avinu, nachon? Yeah. It's zois hisig Avraham Avinu b'maisa keida. That was the level in Ruchnias that Avraham Avinu achieved at the Akeda. He achieved that level of nothing's getting, no yid's getting wasted. Once you're in, there's no way of getting out of the system. You know, this is one of those prisons that you, not that you can't get out of while you're alive, you can't get out of ever. once you're part of Klal Yisrael, that's it, you're part of Klal Yisrael. Even though he's not doing it for his own rotzon, he's completely no shaykhus to Yiddishkeit. His rotzon is not leaning towards Hashem. He doesn't even believe in God. Deep inside his neshama, that little, what we call the pintele yid, that little spark, that pilot light of every yid, no matter how far he is, there's this yearning and desire to be an oyle klil Hashem. By the way, that's not a subject now, but that's what Achashverosh wanted to destroy. That's what Achashverosh wanted to destroy. They didn't want to wipe out the Jewish people. And there were plenty of people that came along to wipe out the Jewish people. And we don't have a chag to remember the victory, yeah? He wanted to be Megala the Esther. He wanted to be Megala this Nakuda, this Pnim, this inner core of what it means to be a Yid, and destroy that. That's what he wanted. So the subject now, and it's too, we can't get into it, it's too long now, but that's what he was after. He was after that inner pnim. He don't want to just wipe out the yidden. There were plenty of people that wanted to wipe out the yidden. He was going after something much, much deeper. That's what he was looking for. He was looking for that little, this nukudi here. That in the inner recesses of every Jewish neshama, there's something there. It's there. You have to just fan the flames and it gets stirred and it wakes up. Person, his Yetzer has got hold of him to mevatel a mitzvah, to do an aveira, and you beat him until he does what he's chayv to do, or actually nitrachek midove shas lasoise, or he distances himself from something that's also to do. Ain't ze onus memen? That's not onus. Elu onus atzmai v'dayta ra. He's ma'anest himself with his evil thoughts. Lefikach ze she'eni roitz legaresh. This person doesn't want to get divorced. He doesn't want to give his wife a get. But he wants to be part of Klal Yisrael. Reitzulah says, Kol ha-mitzvah yirachek man aveiras. He wants to do all the mitzvahs. And he wants to be merachek from all the aveiras. The Yitzhak you should talk for. But he has the Yitzhara that's got him in a grip. The given shahuka at shetosh is Yitzhak. But you beat him until you weaken his yetzer. If you beat him until he says, I want, so that's called gerushin letzoinai. To megarish, you can't megarish bal kocho. You can't force a man to give a get. Yeah? If you force him to give a get, it's not a get. So what does the Rambam say? Yeah? He really wants to give a get, but his yetzer is in the way. So you beat his yetzer out of the way until he wants. There's a Bach in Hilchus Tfilah right at the beginning there that says the same thing as well. Every Jew has a Kodesh Neshama that wants to do the right thing, and that's who you really are. The problem is we have Yetzirahs, we have all sorts of Bamanaseinu Rabbi, we have all sorts of layers that surround that and get hidden. But that inner Pnimius, that little Nakuda of the Yid inside there, he wants to do the right thing, and if you can just get to that, everything will be fine. The Ahasuerus wanted to destroy that. The Rambam, by the way, is teaching us something very fundamental here. The inner core of every Yid is bound to his nation, is bound to the Jewish people and to Hashem. Even when you look at this guy on the outside, he looks like he's mamash. This guy's got no shaykhus to anything. His external behavior, his appearance, you'd think, wow, this guy's, no, he's not shy. The inner core stays pure. You can't touch that. You can't touch that core. That core can't be gotten to. It stays Kodesh V'tah. In that place, there's no busha. That's why on Purim, we say, Lo si kalmi velo se voishu. On Purim, there's no busha. There can't be any busha, because on Purim, you're into that inner core, that simple fact that I'm a Yid. And if I'm a Yid, then I have this inner core of Tahara. That's the Simcha of Purim. Very simple. You can go and look for hard daigas and climb the Shemaims. You can do that. But there's something more powerful in Purim. Just the inner simplicity of, Ich bin a Yid, I'm a Jew. What does that mean? It means I can never become Tameh. I can never ever, in my essence, get lost or become Tameh or be affected. There's no busha. Lo si kalmi velo se voishu. On Yom Kippur, we say, we come before Hashem and Yom Kippur with Bush and Chlima. It's lower than Purim. Purim, we're into the Pnim. Nichnas Yayim Yotzei Sod. That's what's called Sod, the secret inner place of a year. That's what you're in touch with on Purim. You can only do that once a year. There's only once a year where you can mevatel your das, and just the mere fact that you're a Jew, just the etzim that the body is Kodesh. Because you mevatel the das, so what are you left with? You're left with the goof. So that the goof's kodesh? Yeah, because of this thing, this inner pnim of reality that can never be destroyed. And that's what we saw in Purim, because Ahasuerus wanted to destroy that. Megillas Esther, he wanted to be Megala the Hester, this hidden pnimius of a Yid. That's what a Yid is. And therefore, if you get the Yetzirah out of the way, what you get back to is a Yid who just wants to do everything that's right. Reish Lamed Vav. Then you're back to a Yid who only wants to do what's right. That's a deep principle that the Rambam's teaching us. לכן כאשר מגיעים לא יש פנימי של די החושס כוח היצר חיצוני, when you get to that פנימיוס, via a weakening of the koyach of the yetzer, the external yetzora, ve'ikah l'yedei makas v'oinshim. What has to be dafka through makas v'oinshim is an interesting question. We don't have to go into that now. That's another story why dafka has to come through makas and oinshim. That's how you weaken the yetzora to get to the pnim. As mizgale ha'pnim es amitis, then you reveal the inner reality. Vihu vehi ritzoyne amiti sheloi sadom. That's the inner rotzen of what a Jew is. That's to do the rotzen Hashem. Therefore, if you beat him and you get his yetzer out of the way, and he says, I rotzen, you want to give a get, you may think, no, he's saying rotzen because when you torture somebody, eventually, you know, they just give in, even though it's not true. No. You beat the yid, his yetzer gets out the way. When he says rotzen, he wants to give that get because you know that's the default position of every Jew. He wants to do the right thing. Of a mama fria, a social base of umasailam, the yetzara, external, internal yetzaras that interfere with this deep inner reality of what a Jew is. That's the yesod there from the Rambam, and that's the yesod from the Akedah. That rotzon, that pnim, comes from Avraham Avinu. That external aspect of the Yetzer Hara, that's what masks, that's what covers over the shining inner beauty of the nefesh of a Jew. Shem Mizora Shel Avraham Avinu Hu, Zera Kodesh Umuchan Lasaref Chayal Kiddush Hashem, B'kol Rega. This Yid is a descendant of Avraham Avinu, we're descendants of Avraham. That inner beauty that we have, that comes from Avraham Avinu. And therefore we prepare to give up our lives of Kiddush Hashem any moment. When the goyim come along and remove the mask of the Yetzer Hara via the makos that they give us, like the Beis Din when they beat the person to say Roitzani, the goyim come along and beat us and torture us and menatek us from the physical world a little bit. Then that inner eternal light, that infinite light that shines inside of us, starts shining out. It can't ever get destroyed. Then it shines in all its glory. Even chorus, by the way, even chorus can't take this away from you. If you look in all over Chumash, when it talks about chorus, it says chorus nefesh. The Nefesh HaChaim says that doesn't mean Ruach and Neshama. You know, there's five levels of the Neshama. There's Nefesh is the lowest level. Then there's Ruach. Then there's Neshama. And then there's two above that, which we don't usually talk about. That's out of the system. Chaya v'yechida.
Rabbi Sher?
Yeah.
Are you speaking about Am Yisrael as a people rather than an individual? For example, after the Holocaust, yeah, true. It exposed the inner light of many, many a Jew, but it also... Many people went off the derech as well because of it and became apikorsim. So are we speaking...
don't lose bechira. We're talking about both. We're talking about the individual and the klal. But your bechira, you have bechira. Renada, you have bechira. That doesn't go away.
But the exposure of light when it reveals the inner light, he's talking about Am Yisrael as a people, as a collective people. Yeah.
And as an individual, Klal Yisrael is a collection. It's made up of individuals.
Yeah, but what about those individuals for whom the light is not exposed? If in fact it has the opposite effect, the punishment is meted.
That's bechira. You have a choice. What you do with that exposure when you have that revelation? What do you do with it?
Okay.
You have bechira. Bechira doesn't go away. Bechira doesn't go away. That's a big discussion. We can't go into the whole discussion now. But at the end of the day, whatever happens, is still there has to be bechira. But we saw plenty of people, like we mentioned the story yesterday, when he was on his way to the gas chamber, then he suddenly woke up and realized, yeah, my mother was right. There's suddenly that inner, that pintle starts shining. You take two people off to a discovery seminar, to an Arachin seminar, yeah? And you know, you take them away for Shabbos, you give them a nice time, whatever, and then you give them these nice shim, whatever, and the one guy gets fired up and he just goes off to yeshiva, and the other guy leaves and goes back to Tel Aviv. Well, how did that happen? They were both exposed to the same light. Yeah, because, okay, that's a complicated question. There's Bechira. At the end of the day, there's Bechira. There's Shchiyot. You need Shchiyot, whatever. Okay, you're right. Bechira is always bechira. Okay, in other words, you wouldn't have bechira. Some people came out of the Holocaust. Somebody, Rav Taber, told me, somebody asked him, where was God in the Holocaust? He said, where wasn't he? He was everywhere. There was never such a big giloy. And other people were like, didn't see anything. They saw no God. That's, how does that happen? Okay, that's bechira. Everyone has these. It's more than just bechira, because in Achinami, it depends on a person's upbringing. It depends on his circumstances. It depends on the gzeiras that Hashem gave a person in his life. But at the moment of choice, he has bechira. He has to choose, right or wrong. That doesn't go away. Hashem, there's plans within plans. We don't understand all Hashem's plans. But whenever we talk about the gilu of Klal Yisrael is made up of individuals. You can't have a gilu in Klal Yisrael if you don't have the individuals having the same gilu, because that's what Klal Yisrael is. It's made up of individuals. But okay, so just back to Chorus. Chorus also, Chorus doesn't cut off the neshama. It just cuts off the lower level of the neshama, the nefesh. And then the Nefesh HaChaim says, with your ruach and your neshama, you can bring the nefesh back again. You can stitch it back together again. So even chorus, you don't get lost. Even chorus doesn't touch that inner core of the neshama.
Sorry, what does that mean?
What does exactly? What does what
does mean? Does that mean that Chorus is a rectification? Yeah, it's just
I don't want to go into Chorus. I don't know. No, one second. We're not learning Nefesh HaChaim now. I don't want to go into the whole story of what that is. I don't know. We have to. You need a few weeks of background to discuss that subject. I was just pointing out that even Chorus can't get to the inner pnim of what the Jewish neshama is. That's all I wanted to say. I need Lord of Tzelikanestas in there. There's not a subject now. That's not a subject. I wanted to illustrate something, and I've illustrated it. What it means and what the background to that is and how that works, that's not for now. That's another conversation. Another time we have to go through that and learn that properly, get all the background clear there. There's a whole bunch of pages of Nefesh HaChaim you need to learn before you can get to that. I don't have enough background yet to go into that conversation now. I just wanted to illustrate it that even Chorus, which we think is, wow, that's it, you're menutak, you touch on Klal Yisrael, you finish. No, not at all. Not at all. Tshuva, you come straight back. Okay. What Chorus is, how that works, how the Ruach brings the Nefesh back to Neshama, no, that's not for now. That's not it. No, sorry. No. Okay. Again, that's all I wanted to show. That's all I wanted to express. You can leave that out. It's not in the safe. It's not that important. I just wanted to illustrate that because somebody once asked that question. Yeah, but what about Chorus? Okay, fine. Because there is Sipuri Amarageh Shel Yudi Mumma Bepolin Shel Treim Ashoa. Yudi Ze Nidbal De Natsrut. There was a Mumma in Poland just before the Shoah, and he was he mamash baptized. He went into the whatever they do, they dip you in the water to become a Christian. He was baptized. Va'ala Litkadem Basula Machevrati. And he started climbing the if somebody would convert to Christianity, they became very honored. They had panasa, they had good jobs. It was a big thing. It was a big success for the church. So somebody who had converted, so he became an honored member of the Christian society. There was a big success story, yeah? So he started climbing the ladder and eventually became the Rosh Ir. He became the head of the town, head of the city. He was the mayor. Kifishnitin l'tzapois miyudi mumba hu ichbid es oyle al achiva yudim. That was always the case. The mumarim, the ones that left Yiddishkeit, were always much worse and treated the Yidden much worse than even the goyim. Somebody who goes off is always, his sinner for Klal Yisrael is much worse than even the goyim can have. And gzalem gzeres kashot v'achzoris l'lo rachim. He treated the Yidden without any rachamim. Mam, it's terrible, horrific gzeres. He became one of the greatest anti-Semites of his generation. Now arrives the Second World War. And of course, they exiled all the Yidden to the camps, to the extermination camps. But derech kol sheyegil oiz nanatzim ashmur sherosh ayu yudi mumah. The Nazis did the investigations very carefully, and they found out that this rosh ayu, this mayor, this anti-Semite, was actually Jewish. הם קראו לו ושאלו אותו אם נכון השמו שיהודי. They called him in for interrogation and they asked him, is it true that you're a Jew? משום מה שום היהודי שתיקה, לא הידה ולא יחיש. He didn't say a word, he kept quiet. He didn't admit it and he didn't deny it. הוא לא אמר כלום. אחרי ממחשמוי לא הביטרו. The Nazis weren't just going to say, okay, if you don't want to answer now, that's fine, we understand. You know, you're entitled to take the Fifth Amendment and, you know, you have your human rights. And if you, no. Shailas kashot hoit choy al roishe. At shahofchu liyeis chakira shal mamash holcho machmiroi. They started interrogating him the way the Nazis knew how to interrogate somebody, yeah? Properly, heavy, heavy, difficult, painful interrogation. B'sei shal dove yichlitu ha-Nazim la'amido to b'mivchan. They decided they'll test it. Hevei Yisrael Beit HaKnesset, they took him down to the local shul there, not to be able to Sefer Torah, gave him a Sefer Torah. Hayre lishlech has a Sefer Torah miyodo, evel idroch alav chas v'chalila. Throw the Sefer Torah on the ground and trample on it, chas v'chalila. Im ta'as azoy somer lo zu chocha avurenu she'eni yudi. If you do that, then we know that you're not a Jew and therefore you can go free. ועוד ספר תורה אוחז ביודו פרוץ לפתע ראש העיר בקריאס גיל ושמחה. While he was holding the ספר תורה, he burst out in song and simcha. תודה לכם. Thank you, you Nazis. השבתם לי את יהודתי. You've given me back my Yiddishkeit. אני השלחתי עוסק ככלי שאין חופץ בו. I threw away my Torah, my Yiddishkeit, like it was something that was worthless. ואתם עזרתם לי אותו. And you've given me back my Yiddishkeit. תודה לכם, כך צעד האיש בגייבה אל מויסוי. Holding the Sefer Torah with unbelievable Yiddish גייבה, that's how he went to his death. יהודי זה חי את חייב כבוגד בעמוי ממדרגה ראשונה. This guy wasn't just somebody who went off the derech, you know, he had tivus for cheeseburgers, so, you know, he decided he's not going to go to shul on Shabbos anymore. We're talking about somebody who was a traitor, untold traitor to his nation. Not just he didn't keep Yiddishkeit, he caused untold suffering to other Yiddish. He pursued and treated his brothers with unbelievable cruelty. When that eternal light, that little pilot light that never goes out inside of the Yid, got aroused, There was no darkness in his way. This Jew that was far away and completely lost to his people, returned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave up his life as Kiddush Hashem. Unbelievable. And there's so many stories like this. That was a one-off story that happened once in the history of the Jews, the Seder, but there are so many stories like that. Okay, we have to stop here. That's... Okay, we'll see. We'll go back and then we'll summarize this and we'll finish this off. And then Metz Hashem will start. Soon Perek Beisa, which is Tzadik V'ralo. We touched on it a little bit, but we have to go into it in more depth. Tomorrow, yeah, there's a guest speaker in the yeshiva. Yeah, so that'll be at 11. So we'll have a shiur tomorrow. Ragil Bezrat Hashem. This vad will be ragil tomorrow. Be'ezrat Hashem. Okay.